And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of May, 2014. It was on this date, 1847, the Mormon pioneer William Clayton invented the odometer. The Mormons were migrating from Missouri to Utah, and he'd been trying to keep track of how far they had traveled by counting the revolutions of a wagon wheel, and finally fixed a set of wooden cog wheels to the hub of a wagon wheel so as to tell the exact number of miles traveled each day. He called it the roadometer, and it was used the following year by the 49ers heading out to California for the gold rush. It's the birthday of the novelist Rosalind Brown, Philadelphia, 1939, whose novels include Tender Mercies, who sustained a writing career while she was bringing up two daughters. It's the birthday of the poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti, born in London, 1828, who, when his wife Elizabeth died of an overdose of laudanum in 1862, he buried many of his poems with her, which later his friends persuaded him to exhume the poetry, and he did, and published it in 1870, and people found the poems were rather erotic, and it caused a great scandal. It's the birthday of Farley Mowat, born in Belleville, Ontario, 1921, went off to Italy when he was 18 to serve in World War II, and where he said he came to feel a sense of revulsion against his own species in wartime. He wrote a book about his dog back home, the dog who wouldn't be, and then wrote about the Canadian Arctic. His book Never Cry Wolf came out in 1963. He was adopted by a small Inuit tribe, lived with them for 6 months. There were only 40 of them left out of a population that had numbered in the thousands. He campaigned to conserve the Arctic mammals that the Inuit depended on for their survival. And then he wrote a book about them, People of the Deer. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Fountain entitled Mesilla, Mesilla, a town in New Mexico. Occasionally, I'd wake to the sound of a hot air balloon passing over the house, a short snarl of flame followed by a long, cool gap of silence. And once, while everyone was still sleeping, I got on my bike and followed to where one landed in a field across the highway, where I stood on the ditch and watched the huge, austere bulb touch down and the passengers, a boy and his father, climb out of the basket and the crew deflate the envelope, where after an hour or so, just as I'd hoped, just as I'd been hoping, someone called me over to help fold the fabric. It was nothing like I thought it would be. It was a lot of waiting and then being spoken to brusquely by men who were not my father. It did bring about a great feeling of neatness, though, watching the enormous thing folded and folded and folded again until it fit impossibly, along with the cooled burners, into its own basket, which was hoisted onto a truck and driven away. Couldn't we be accounted for in the same way? Didn't we, too, carry our whole lives in our mouths? A poem by Carrie Fountain, Mesilla, from her collection Burn Lake, published by Penguin, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.